Okay, so today we're gonna the title I called to this shiur is Amod, Moav, and Esav's Conquest of Their Territory, TMI. TMI means too much information. In other words, there is some information that I think that sometimes when we read the Torah, there's some parts of the Torah that we're really excited about, and some parts seem to be information that we're not so excited about, that seem to be unnecessary. And additionally, as we know, Sefer Devarim has a lot of repetition and revision. A lot of Sefer Devarim repeats prior information and revises a lot of prior information. In other words, you might have the Torah or Moshe is telling the Bnei Yisrael a certain story that was recorded, let's say, in Sefer Bamidbar, but sometimes Moshe will repeat it verbatim. Sometimes he may change some or add additional information, cut out some information that wasn't safe for Bamidbar. And generally speaking, I think the reason for this is that in Sefer Devarim, the goal of what information to include, what information not to include, the goal is to, for Moshe, to ensure that the Bnei Yisrael do not repeat the mistakes of the spies. He wants to encourage them that they will succeed in their conquest of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Moshe will often recast and mold his telling of the past history so as to best meet this objective. And we're going to see an example of this in this discussion of Moshe retelling what happened with Amon, Moav, and Esav, because in Parshas Devarim, he includes some extra information which is not included in Sefer Bamidbar, and we're going to try to understand why. So in Parshas Devarim, Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, so Moshe is telling over his story. And he says, at the end of the 40 years, Vayomer Hashem Eilai Lemor, God told me, saying, Rav Lachem Soves Harazeh, Punu Lachem Tzafona, I want you to go up north. Vesav Tzav Lemor, Tem Ovim Begvul Achechem Bnei Esav Ayoshim Beseir, V'yiru Mikem V'nishmartem Ma'od. So he says, well, you're about to cross by the boundaries of Esav, that's living in Seir. Seir is south of Eretz Yisrael. They are afraid of you, but v'nishmartum, you should be very careful, al tiskaru bam, don't anger them, don't start war with them, don't challenge them, ki lo etein lachem eretzam ad midrach kaf regel, ki yerusha leisam nasati es har Seir. I'm not going to give you from their land, because I gave it to them as an inheritance, to the people of Esav. Pasuk Ches says, I'm skipping a few psukim, V'navor me'esachene b'nei Esav yashim b'seir mederach harva me'elat u'me'atzion gover. So they traveled from the southern part, the southern area that's south of Eretz Yisrael from Seir, and from the way of the Arava, from Eilat, Etzion Gover, v'nefen v'navor derach midbar Moav. So we traveled to the desert of Moav. V'yomer Hashem Eli, Hashem told me, Al tatzaras Moav, al tiskar ba melchama. Again, don't lay siege on Moav, don't wage war with them. Ki lo atein lecha me'aretzo Yerusha, ki livnein lo nasati es ar Yerusha. You're not going to get the land of Moav either. Now, we're at it now in Pasuk Yud. Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael some information. Ha'emim lefanim yashvu ba, the emim beforehand lived there. Am gadol v'rav v'ram kanakim. They're a great and mighty nation, like giants. Rifaim yechashvu afhem kanakim. They are considered rifaim, like giants. V'hamoavim yikulahem emim. And the Moavim refer to them as emim. Uv'seir yashvu hachorim lefanim. And in Seir, initially, the Chorim lived there beforehand. Uvnei Esav Yerashum, and the children of Esav drove them out. Vayashminu mipneihem, and they destroyed them. Vayeshvu tachtam kasher asa Yisrael la'aretz Yerushaso shenasa Hashem lahem, and they lived instead of them. So we got a little history here that Moav conquered the territory from Emim. I'm not sure if they were Emim or Rephaim. Moavim called them Emim, maybe they're called Rephaim, and Esav conquered their territory from the Chori tribe. Then we skip a few psukim. And Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'dvar Hashem Elai Lemor, Hashem told me, saying, Moshe is going to be recounting the story. Again, he said, you can't go through Esav's border, Seir, you can't go through Moav's border. Now, Atem Over Ayom Es Gvul Moav as Ar, V'karavta Mul B'nei Amon. Okay, now you're going a little farther north. You're going by the people of Amon. Al Tetzurev, Al Tizkar Bam, Kilotin, Meretz B'nei Amon, Lecha Yerusha, Kiliv Nein Lod Nesatia Yerusha. Also, do not wage war, do not attack, do not lay siege on the tribe of Ammon, because they're not for you. I gave their land, it belongs to them. Eretz Rephaim Techashev Avhi Rephaim. So this is the land of the Rephaim. Rephaim Yashu Balafanim, Vamonim Kikulhem Zamzumim. The Ammonim refer to them as Zamzumim. Again, a little bit of history. Am Gadol V'Rav V'Am Kanakim, they're a mighty nation like giants. Vayashminim Hashem Ibnehem Vayashim Yishu Tachtam. And the Ammonim conquered them. Kasher Asa Libnei Esav Yashim B'Seir Sher Yishmin Es Halchurim Ibnehem Vayashim Vayashu Tachtam Yom Zeh. Just like the Esav did to the Chorim. So we have, we don't find this in Sefer Bamidbar. When we read about the story for the first time, Moshe retells the story. He tells them who lived in this territory before Esav. It was the Chorim. Who lived in the territory before Moab, either the Emim or the Rephaim. And who lived in the territory before Ammon, either the Rephaim or Zamzumim. And then, in this Pasuk of Gimel, V'ha'avim ha'yoshim b'chatzirim, arazah, kaftirim yotim mikaftor, hishmidum v'yeshu tachtam. He also points out that the Avim are living in chatzirim in Tel Azah. The kaftorim destroyed them. So there were these Avim who lived in chatzirim, and the kaftorim wiped them out, and they're living in their territory. So, I'm wondering what's the purpose of this information that the children of Lot drove out the giants, either the Rephaim, the Emim, Zamzumim, and Esav drove out the Chorim? And what's the relevance of Moshe telling them in Pasuk of Gimel about the Avim? Why is this information important to tell the Bnei Israel? So that's my question. Any thoughts?
Rabbi?
Yes.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's not so much to say that they did it, it's to say that Hashem drove them out for Esav and B'nai Lot. And just like Hashem promised the land to the B'nai Lot and Esav, and he drove out the enemies, so he's going to do the same for B'nai Israel, because he promised Eretz Israel to B'nai Israel.
Okay.
So he's going to give them chizuk.
Okay. Good. Okay. So one approach could be that Hashem's trying to give chizuk to the B'nai Israel, that just as Hashem wiped out their territory, wiped out neighboring nations for the children of Lod for Esav, Hashem will do the same for Bnei Israel. Okay?
Maybe just the opposite also, that nothing is guaranteed here. You know what I mean? If you don't do right, you're going to get, you know, also you guys could, Bnei Israel could be out of here too.
So you might be out of here too. Okay, if you don't. Why is that? Wait, Gila, one second. So I'll get you in a second. So wait, but Baruch, why? So he's saying that what? He's saying that we see
nobody is guaranteed any place.
So we're saying
people are constantly moving out.
So you need to be careful. So he's making them nervous even before they come in. Okay.
In other words, you know, it's not guaranteed. Because he's told them other times also, you know, who knows? If you guys sin, it's not going to be good. Whatever.
Okay, got it. Gila, you want to say something?
I'm just saying that Hashem wants to show also, he's treating it means Esav and Ammon and Moab. Same like Israel. He wants to show tzedek here, that he promised them part of the land and he's giving it to them, and Israel shouldn't fight and get this piece of land from
Okay, so you want to say this might be something different. So maybe Hashem is explaining to Bnei Israel why they shouldn't conquer this land, right? In other words, is the purpose of this history lesson to explain why this land is not rightfully the Bnei Yisrael's land, or perhaps is the purpose to give the Bnei Yisrael chizuk, just as Hashem did perform, I guess, miracles maybe for Bnei Yisrael's cousins. So maybe Hashem will perform miracles for them. Let's think about this for a bit. So Bnei Yisrael, so that's a good segue to our next step of the shiur here. So Bnei Yisrael are told not to conquer Moab, Ammon, and Esav. And then we are told the story of the conquest of their territories. So again, as was mentioned, there's a concern, maybe the Bnei Yisrael will think that they cannot conquer Eretz Yisrael if they cannot even conquer Moab, Ammon, and Esav. In other words, Hashem promised them you're going to get this land. But maybe Hashem promised the Bnei Yisrael this land. Maybe. And so maybe they're wondering, wait a second, Hashem promised this land to us. Why are we not getting it? Or maybe the story of these conquests will inspire the Bnei Yisrael that they can conquer Eretz Yisrael. So I think that those two things are going on right now. In other words, Bnei Yisrael might be wondering, why can't we conquer this land? And number two is maybe they need some chizuk. Have we ever come across any of these names before? What? Someone said yes? Where have we come across these names? The Emim, Rephaim, Avim, Zamzumim, Kaftor. Have we come across any of these names?
Were they
these names? I'm not sure if they were these names. So let's go back to the Bris Veda Basarim. In the Bris Veda Basarim, in Perek Tesvav, so Biyomahu Karaz Hashem Es Avram Bris Leimor Lezaracha Nasati Saras Azos Minhar Mitzrayim Ad Nahar Gdol Nahar Pras. So the Hashem actually entered into a covenant with Avram that he's going to give his descendants the greater Israel. The greater Israel is from the river of Egypt until the Nahar Pras. It's the Euphrates. And what tribes? Cani, Knizi, Kadmoni, Chiti, Prizi, Rephaim, and Mori, Knani, Girgashi, Yevusi. So you have 10 tribes. By the time the Bnei Israel enter into Eretz Israel, there are 7 tribes. But originally, when Hashem made the promise to Avram in the Bris Veda Basarim, there were 10 tribes. Now, one of these tribes is whom? The Rephaim, right? One of the tribes is Rephaim. So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, "Ha'imim lefanim, atasavur shezo eretz Rephaim shena sati lo la'Avraham." You think that this is the land of Rephaim that I promised to Avram, lefi she'emim, she'em Rephaim yashu ba lefanim. Because the emim who were Rephaim, Leonard's big question is, were they emim or Rephaim? What was their real name? So Rashi says they were really the Rephaim. It seemed they were Rephaim. Avalozo hi ki osam Rephaim ha'rashi b'nei b'nei lo v'oshavtim tachtam. But he says that these were not the same Rephaim. They're called Rephaim, but like if you look at the next pasuk, Yud Aleph, Rephaim hayu nechshavim osam emim anakim anekroim Rephaim al shem shekol haro osam yadav misrapos. So they're called Rephaim because anyone who sees them, their hands immediately get weak. In other words, according to Rashi, but they're really emim. Now, so the way Rashi is understanding this is the Bnei Yisrael are told, don't conquer the tribes of where Moab and Ammon are living. And they're thinking to themselves, well, wait a second. Ammon and Moab conquered Rephaim. Wasn't that promised to Avram? Aren't we the descendants of Avram? So he says, this is not the same Rephaim. Pasuk Chaf in Rashi says, Eretz Rephaim nechshevas afhi. Lefisha Rephaim, Yashu Balafanim. The Rephaim lived there beforehand. Apparently, they're different tribes of Rephaim. But these are not the Eretz Rephaim that you're promised. And then he says, right? So that served the purpose of mentioning this, who did Esav conquer from? Esav conquered from the Chorim. Are they on the list of the 10 tribes? No, from Bishop, no. So in other words, the Bnei Yisrael are probably wondering, well, weren't we supposed to get this land? Maybe their promise is not good anymore that Hashem promised Avram. No, Moshe is telling them, I know that the Moab and Ammon conquered from the Rephaim. They're not the same Rephaim that was promised to Avram. They're other Rephaim. And Esav's living in Seir. Esav conquered from the Chorim. That land's not promised to you. But by the way, the Avim, Rashi says in Pasuk of Gimel, Avim, Yoshim, Bechatzerim. The Avim are Plishtim. They're from the Plishtim. Sheimahem, Hem Nechshavim, B'Sefer Yoshua, Chamesh, Plishtim, Ha. So the Avim, so the Plishtim, because of the promise Avram made to Avimelech, lo yochlu Yisrael otzia arza miyadam. Bnei Yisrael were not allowed to conquer any Plishti land. So Moses basically said, you know the Avim who live in Chatzerim? Well, they're Plishtim, but you should know the Kaftorim conquered them, and now you can conquer their land. So he's giving information on what land they cannot conquer and what land they can't. So Moshe is giving them information to tell them, don't be nervous that think that the promise is not in existence anymore. It's been canceled because you can't enter into lands of Ammon, Moab, and Esav. No, these lands were not promised to Avram in the Bris Be'er Bessarim. The Ramban has a similar approach, although he argues with Rashi, but it's the same concept. He says, "Perush apsukim hefech min divrei Rav." I think it's different than what Rashi says. Ki bavur she'amar kadosh baruch hu l'Moshe. Once God said to Moshe, "Al tatzaras Moav ki ani nasati v'nei Lot as or Yerusha," that why should you conquer Moav? Because I gave it to Lot as an inheritance. Yisaper kasuf ki haaretz ruya lezera Avraham. The land was fit for the children of Avram, lule shenita livnei Lot, except that God gave it to the children of Lot. Va'amar, and the pasuk said, ki haaretz ahi yashvu ba me'olam am gadol v'rav karakim. There was a mighty nation that was, you know, that were like giants. Ulekach yikru osama moavim emim, and that's why the Moabites call them emim. Legodah ha'ima sheyatilu Aroams, because they imposed fear on those who saw them. Vine Hashem osa gamli vne lot lichvod Avram v'yichlu lahem v'yirushim ibnehem. So Moshe is pointing out that yeah, these tribes were given to the children of Avram, but Hashem decided to give them to Bnei Lot. I guess technically speaking, you know, you can argue that they are the children of Avram, or their descendants, they're related to Avram. But Hashem could promise something maybe similar to what Baruch was saying, but not. I don't think from a scare tactic standpoint. Don't think that you have a right to take this land. Ein roi ligzol mehem haaretz shenasan Hashem lohem b'masanes. Hashem miraculously gave this land to Bnei Lot, because this land was inhabited by giants, and Hashem gave them over to Bnei Lot. V'zel she'sabach ha'katz lezeh v'ser yoshvu ha'chorim. And why is he mentioned that the Chorim lived in Seir? Yomar kivavur ha'tamazeh she'hizkir b'moav yimna'im gam kem me'eretz Seir. For the same reason, just like the same reason they can't conquer the lands of the children of Lot, Moav and Ammon, who came from Lot, they also can't conquer Seir from Esav. Ki milfanim ha'isa afhi min ha'chorim. Because this is also from the Chorim, v'himi matnas Avraham, it was a gift of Avraham, ki achori hu hachivi, whom ibnei Kanan. So he basically believes that actually the Chori were actually from the Chivi, which, and he brings a proof from Esav, wife from Chivi, and they're from the Chorim. So he wants to say the Chorim came from Chivi. So these are one of the tribes that Bereish, that they're promised to the children of Avraham, but Hashem gave it to Esav. The Chorim lived in there before. But he says that the children of Esau, which are there, the descendants of Avram, Yarshu Osav Yeshu Tachtaba Masanes, they live there based on a miracle. Shayu Amra Bartsam, because they were mighty in their land, Vasuba, Vesav Ba, Lagur Shav Yitzchazik Aleim, and Esav waged war and defeated them. Kashar Asa Yisrael Yisrael Goyim Shal Avram, Asher Asa Hashem Elohem Mekocho Agadol, just like Bnei Yisrael wiped out the other tribes in Eretz Yisrael. V'nein Chil Hashem Kol Amim Mahem Lazaro Shal Avram, Echa Mehem Le'esa, V'ashar Yisrael Shu Ben Mechor. And Hashem gave all these tribes, gave them to the descendants of Avram, one to Esav and the rest to Bnei Yisrael. V'ein Relik Zol Be'esav, Etz Asher Risha Malakim. And you shouldn't steal from Esav that which Hashem gave to Esav as an inheritance. A wild position, right? Esav got part of Eretz Yisrael. And then he also says, and same thing for Bnei Amon, that's from Rephaim. It was originally Rephaim, and Eretz Rephaim was very large. Moab took some of it, and Amon took some of it, and Rephaim remained a little bit by himself afterwards as well. So the first approach to understand why we have this history lesson, and when Moshe retells the story, is to explain to Bnei Yisrael, just because you notice that you didn't get, and you're told not to enter into the land of Moab, Ammon, and Esav, I'm about to depart from the seed, even after I die, don't conquer them, it doesn't belong to you, it wasn't given to you, but don't be nervous about it. Don't think that this is a cancellation of the Avtacha, the promise that Hashem made to Avraham, because Hashem decided to give Seir to Esav, and he decided to give these other lands to Ammon and Moab. Rashi, his own approach, and Ramban, his own approach. According to Rashi, this was not in the land originally promised to Avraham, and the Ramban says it was in the land originally promised to the sons of Avraham, but it's okay, Hashem can decide to give it to whoever he wants. But these tribes also come up somewhere else, and that is in the war of the four kings against the five kings. In Parshas Lech Lecha, Torah tells us that Kedor Laomer came and Vayaku es HaRefaim Bashtros Karnayim. So Kedor Laomer defeated Rephaim. He defeated the Zuzim in Ham. He defeated the Emim in Shavi Kiryasayim. And he also defeated the Chori in Haram Seir. We got all these tribes that we find in Parshas Devarim. They were all conquered by Kedor Laomer in the war of the four kings against the five. And the Malbim finds that is very unusual, and he thinks that's what we have to turn to explain why we mention the history here right now. Says the Malbim, Ha'emim, Achar Shesiper Sha'amar Lohem Hashem She'eret Edom Veretz Moav Hem Yerusha Me'avram Avinu. After the Pasuk says that Hashem said that the land of Edom Moav belonged, they were Yerusha from Avram. But the Saper Ech Shev Ech Shevei Shirat Shev Latich LaAvram Nachlas Asara Amamin Hechin Techef Haim Tzayim Shiagiu Lidei Yarshi Avram Beatid. So the Torah wants to explain how at the time that when Hashem wanted to promise to Avraham the inheritance of the 10 tribes, he prepared the means so that the people who Avraham's descendants should be able to inherit this land in the future. So the seven tribes, seven nations that were in what we call Eretz Yisrael, they were in the hands of the children of Shame. V'heichin Hashem shekanani halach be'esahi v'kavsha miyad b'nei Shame she'edekin yuchlu Yisrael l'kavsha miyadam k'mot yusuf Rashi v'perash parshlechcha al v'kanani oz ba'aretz. So in the time, originally, the children of Shame, the descendants of Shame, were much stronger. And Hashem saw to it in parshlechcha that when Avram enters the Eretz Yisrael, or then it was Eretz Canaan, the Kanani Osbars, the Kanani, what do you mean they were then in the land? They had conquered it from Bnei Shem. And apparently it was easier to eventually conquer the land from the Kananim than from the children of Shem. And Eretz Edom, Moav, Bnei Amon, Hoysa Oz, Tachas, Yad, Giborim, Rephaim, Vanakim. And the lands of Edom, Moav, and Amon that they conquered subsequently were under the hand of strong Rephaim giants. V'sibe v'ashem shekedor la'omer v'amalachim v'sharito nitzchu az as yoshvei aretz. Instead of having Edom, Moab, and Ammon take wage war against these giants, Hashem saw to it that Kedor LaOmer and the kings that were with him defeated Nitzchu Az as Yoshvei Aretz. V'chrisu asar Rephaim isham. That Kedor LaOmer, the kings that were with him, wiped out the Rephaim for there. You know, there's always a balance between man's free will and God's master plan. It's part of God's master plan that the mighty Rephaim would be defeated by Kedar LaOmer. K'moshkidu by Kedar LaOmer v'yakuas Rephaim v'ashtot Kedayim. Shu Eretz Og, Shaz Yashu Rephaim, that's where Og was, the land of Rephaim. Ves ha-Zuzim baham, the Zuzim. Where, who are the Zuzim? Him is Zamzumim. Right, in our Parsha mentioned the Zamzumim. She Yashu Sham Achar Kain Bnei Amon, that the Bnei Amon lived after that. Ves ha-Emim b'Sherek Yerushalayim, who are the Emim? Sherek Achach Eretz Moav, this is the land of Moav. Ves ha-Chori b'Haram Seir, and the Chori. Right? Val Kain Amar al Eretz Moav Ha'imim Lefanim Yashvu Sham Shem Ha'imim Shabakir Yosayim Vehem Hayu Am Gedov Rab Kanakim. The Emim lived before the Moav. And who were the Emim? They were in Shabakir Yosayim. They were a mighty nation. And Rephaim, and then the Malbim says, Umach Mazel Hayu Nechshavim LeRephaim. They were, the Emim were like Rephaim. Why? Mitzashu Kanakim, because they were giants. That's why the Moavim called them Emim. She called Rosam Nafalav Emafakas. Anyone who saw them would be full of fear. And in Seir, says the Moavim, Yeshvu HaChorim, the Chorim, Lefanim, Kodim Melchemes Kedar LaOmer, before the war of Kedar LaOmer. Vayirashim Achach Bnei Amon, Vayishbidu Bipneihem. So again, what happened? Kedar LaOmer and the kings are with him, wiped out these giants. And then Avram came and defeated Kedar LaOmer, right? And then these areas, these territories, were much easier to be conquered by Edom, Moab, and Ammon, right? So he says, the Malbim says that because the Kedolim and the kings were with him, wiped them out. Shelachen Yeshu Moav v'ser tachtam acharkach kshenasa Hashem lahem veichin shiich b'shum b'kal. Hashem saw to they would conquer it easily. Bamar shezed doma kasher asa Yisrael la'aretz Yerushaso. And this is what Bnei Yisrael would do to his land also. Hashem caused them to be full of fear that they're going to give them over to Klal Yisrael. And also, so Hashem saw to it that the Canaanim wiped out the Bnei Shem in the land of Eretz Canaan, which would be the Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem saw to it that all the mighty warriors were wiped out. So sometimes different things happen and you don't think that they're connected. And Moshe is telling you, see, this is all part of God's master plan. And even the Avim, what about these Avim? The Avim, so they lived in Chatzerim. What are Chatzerim? So Chatzerim are, Rotzalomar Ba'arei HaPrazo. So these are cities that are unwalled. Kimitoch Shahayu Giborim Gedolim Vanakim. Because they were strong and great, and mighty, so Yashu Bare Prazot, they can live in unwalled cities. V'izmin Hashem shekafterim v'chem haplishtim hishmid osam, and Hashem saw to it that the kafterim drove them out. So all the strong people left. All the strong, the Bnei Shem were wiped out. The Avim were wiped out, and the giants in the lands of that Edom and Moab and Ammon, they were wiped out. Kadeshi and Nakel, even so, it would be easy to help them conquer the land. And so the point is that this, the history, the Moshe told this history to Bnei Israel. He said, you see, you think these events just happened. No, it's part of God's plan. And just as Hashem made it easy for Edom, Moab, and Ammon to conquer their land, He's going to make it easy for you to conquer your land. The goal of telling this story here is to inspire the Bnei Israel that they can conquer Eretz Yisrael. The Hoel Moshe. The Hoel Moshe is, hold on a second. The Hoel Moshe is Rav Moshe Yitzchak Ashkenazi. So he says the following. He says, Moshe lo ratza lahasiram tadir beferish layur bekanim. He says, Moshe did not want to warn them constantly, don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. Sometimes if you say, don't be afraid, what are people going to say? I'm afraid. I just want to mention them not to be afraid. Right, because they're going to think that there's what to be afraid. Al kin chozer hu tamid al rishonos laziranu al davar. Lefi, so therefore he constantly goes back initially to make us, to warn us about this. She'ein lechached she'anakim ha'yibar. He says, don't be afraid that there were giants in the land. Val hamorin omar asher. And he said with that also the Amori, that they're also like Alim, they're strong trees. Rock Derek Remez, right? He said the following: Ru'u she gam b'nei Lot she'ena mizera Avram rak mishpachto be'ezar Hashem gavra yadam al ha'imim im am matil em al roav. He says, don't be afraid that they are anakim. Don't be afraid that you thought that the people living in Israel are anakim, are giants, because B'nai Lot, they're not from the descendants of Abraham. They defeated giants. If they defeated giants, you could also defeat giants. Because Moshe doesn't say this explicitly, but obviously what's going through their minds? They remember the sin of the spies. What did they say? All the people around them are giants. Mm-hmm. They're anakim. So Moshe is telling them, B'nai Lot defeated anakim. So what's the message? Without saying it directly, you also don't have to be afraid. So sometimes we see that sometimes Hashem, when I was reading this commentary by the Malbim, so I was thinking about, you know, Rav Soloveitchik in his Sefer Kol Dodi Dofek, Fate and Destiny. He writes about how Hashem saw to it, you know, like you think about the creation of the State of Israel. That was like the one time where United States and Russia were united. You know, just happened to be the United Nations finally did something, you know, says it's probably the only productive thing the United Nations has ever done, Rav Soloveitchik writes. He says, like, all these things came, one event and another event, another event, another event. They all came into play, and one event for another event, another event, which in and of itself, each event seems to be, you know, happenstance. But it's all, you all put it together, and you see Kadosh Baruch Hu working behind the scenes. Here you have Kadosh Baruch Hu working behind the scenes, according to the Malbim, to make sure that Bnei Yisrael's cousins easily conquered their land, and it's a source of inspiration that the Bnei Yisrael can also conquer the land. And sometimes we also have to see, again, you could look, like Rashi the Ramban, you could look at this as simply explaining why Bnei Yisrael cannot conquer certain portions that may have been promised to them. So either it really wasn't, or it was, but it was given to someone else, or it's to inspire them. Just as the Kadosh Baruch Hu saw to it, he was behind the scenes when Avraham Avinu, then when Bnei Yisrael's cousins conquered the lands, so too a Kadosh Baruch Hu will be there for Bnei Yisrael, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is constantly working behind the scenes for the benefit of Klal Yisrael.